God for the evening, family. My name is Natalie. And I'm a grateful recovering addict. High back family. Returning to school and recovery. You know, when this area asked me to do the service with that, I had to think about that. The key word was returning to. I'm grateful before my addiction had set off that I had an opportunity to go to school. You know, and get some education on an educational level. But upon me coming to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I had to learn some stuff. Like, I had to learn the language of this program. And it started with being able to totally surrender to my disease and admit that I was an addict. I had to learn why I was here, what was the Narcotics Anonymous program, and most of all, how it works. I'm grateful. And the reason I will continue to tell you that I'm grateful, because they said grateful addicts don't use. So I came into this fellowship, and day at a time, I begin to learn how to listen and learn, take some suggestions, because, you know, I came in with the attitude that I'm not a follower, I'm a leader, right? How to listen for the message and not the mess. Take what applied to me and that wasn't. And not to take anybody else's stuff out, and mainly not to attach no names. So my quest to want to go back to school was, I was in a field where I was employed, and in order to reap the full benefits of the job, I needed to, you know, go back to school. And I did that. And I can let you know that acronyms and credentials and titles could be mood changes. Yeah. Because a PhD, a DDS, a KSAC can go on the first one. So I got the credentials. And I moved up in my place of employment. And I stopped doing the things that I had learned in the beginning. My sponsor said, just get honest, baby. So I'm going to get honest. Because the masks are gone. I learned to thy own self be true. So I got the credential and I got the job and I got the position and a that and a this and a that, and I forgot. My behaviors and attitudes took me out of here with 9 years clean. And it wasn't the drug of my choice. And nor did I choose to pick up. But when I did, I left right back where I started from. I'm on an 80-day countdown to 12 years by God's grace and mercy. And, this journey, you know, this is a journey for me, not a destination. We don't graduate. I am not going to graduate here. Huh? You know, ain't no medals and awards. We do this a day at a time. So I'm on my job, and I've been there for some substantial amount of time, and but staying clean must come first. Staying clean must come first for me. And in the field that I'm in, it's forever changing. Like, the world is forever evolving. And so I made a decision to go back to school after achieving some credentials and my bachelor's degree, and that's where I'm at today. I'm from Harlem, New York. Is New York in the house? Shout out to New York. And so I go to Hunter College School for Social Work. And one of the requirements is that you have to have a 3.8 grade point average. They don't mind taking your money. They don't. And they don't mind letting you know you don't qualify to stay. And when I first attempted to go back to school, I wasn't like real sure if that's what I wanted to do. You know, kind of comfortable where I'm at because I'm managing. I learned how to put principles before personalities in all my affairs. I recognized by doing a fourth and a tenth step that I got some new addiction. Macy's, Bloomingdale's, perfume. Mm-hmm. And those two will take me out. Bankruptcy is what it's called. How about that? But I learned that here, right? I learned that here because, you know, you learn some things to do and not to do. So I thought about going back to school because before I picked up that alcohol, which is a drug, I had took some college courses on a master's level. And I, too, can be my best advocate and my worst advocate. I said, girl, you know, gracefully, you 50 with a crown and a few sprinkles. This is not a good idea to go back to school. You know, but I prayed. And I asked my high power to guide me in that area. So I'm in school and I'm in my sophomore year. And by following, taking some suggestions and living this program to the best of my ability, I've been afforded to have a full-time job. I've been blessed to have three grown children that are out of my house. Yeah. Truth, that's the truth. And so I think it's time for me cruise somewhere, roll over somewhere, not have to show up. You know, I'm on the countdown. I'm on the countdown to clean time first, but I'm on the countdown to retirement too. So, you know, like, this is not, going back to school isn't, you know, so I'm doing a career change. But I needed to complete some stuff that I started. You know, I'm more anxious about the countdown than I am starting a whole new career again. You know, but I want to be where I'm at and be the best person that I can be. Right in the profession that I'm in. So if you ever had a notion or thinking about doing something to enhance your already beautification, your already education, your already process on this journey, trust and believe that you can do it. I can't tell you I did it so you can do it, but I'm going to tell you, you can do it. If you put your mind to it, you can do it. We identified with lost dreams awaken and new possibilities arise. May, God willing, 2018, I will walk down the aisle with my master's degree. And I didn't do that alone. Y'all helped me with courage. Y'all helped me with facing my fears. Y'all helped me, you know, to recover in an area where I could be open-minded enough to grasp the new idea. I'm advocate that what I can't do alone, we can do together. I'm my sister's keeper, and I got some sisters that's my keeper. My brothers are my keeper, too, because we know what our motives are. I got some people that support me in what I'm doing. My children are proud of me. I'm grateful for that. I lost trust when I left. I have that back today. Where I'm at spiritually is a newfound freedom. Something on the inside that begins to work on the outside. You know. And I'm just happy, joyous, and relatively free. I had to laugh at that one. So, if you're new, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous, the program where, like I said, you know, give yourself a break. Follow your dreams and your aspirations. It works if you work it, and it works if you ain't working it. Just let it work for you, because you're worth it. As long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that will tear us apart, all will be well. Thanks for listening.